Today we are talking about Child Evangelism Fellowship. Now, you know, when you hear that, you may think, oh, that just has to do with kids. But we're also going to be talking today about how you can get teens involved. If you're a retiree, there's a place for you. So there's a place for everyone in reaching these little ones for Jesus Christ. And with us today, we have the Area Director of Child Evangelism Fellowship, Ann Weibel. Good to have you back, Ann.
Well, thank you, Darla. It's great to be here.
Well, I think most of us who have grown up in and around church know about Child Evangelism Fellowship, but there may be those listening who aren't aware of the ministry and what it is and what you do. Can you just briefly tell us that?
Yes, absolutely. We're actually the largest children's ministry in the world, in almost every country of the world, reaching around 20 million children with the gospel every year.
Wow.
So if you haven't heard of us, you should take a look at us, peek us up at us on our website.
Mm-hmm. And you do that through school clubs, school programs, as well as summer programs in a lot of different fronts.
Right. We partner with churches to help them to reach out into their community. So we are an outreach. We help the church to get outside of the doors. The idea is that most people, children included, are not stepping into the doors of your church. They are in the neighborhood. They are in the school. They are in the community. How are we going to reach them? The statistics tell us that 85% of people who are Christians today came to Christ before the age of 14. Mm. And so the kids can't make their own way to church. Mm. So if the parents aren't bringing their children to church so they can hear about Jesus, how can we as the church go to them? And that's what CEF does, trains and equips the church to go out to their neighborhoods and community and reach not just the children, but essentially the families.
Mm. Now, in the schools, you have the Good News Clubs. How do they operate?
A Good News Club usually is after school, usually. They can be before school. Sometimes these clubs can actually be held during lunch periods as well. And a team of three or four people will do the program with the kids in the school. CEF provides the materials, we provide the support, and the training necessary to go into the school.
Mm. I know we've talked about this before, but one of the things that I'm really impressed with CEF is that you have that support system. You have the materials, you have the training. You let the workers know how they can reach these children and make that eternal difference in their lives. You give them the tools that they need. And so often that's the frustrating part, is people don't know exactly what to do, what to say, how to do it, but you provide all of that through your training.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that really is the key. And our training usually runs like this. We will have, at our training sessions, we do have the lecturer or whatever, where we're distributing the information. Then we will demonstrate what to do. Then we will give you a chance to actually practically do that within a classroom setting so you can have the coaching that's needed for the confidence. And then if you desire that, we will actually go to the site and help you to get started with whatever program it is that you're running. So.
And Child Evangelism Fellowship also provides the materials that you need for these different activities and clubs.
Absolutely,
as well.
Yeah. You do not have to, scrape, what are we going to teach this week? Mm-hmm. It's really well laid out format for you to go through the Bible and teach actually a lot of the principles about who God is. Kids don't know anything about God nowadays. Our society really doesn't. Mm-hmm. And so we're really starting from scratch, laying the foundations of who is God? What are the attributes of God? And then getting further into some of those Bible truths that we want to teach kids.
I know that this is your passion, to reach these little ones for Jesus Christ and make that eternal difference. And you've been doing this a long time.
Yeah, 26 years.
26 years is a long time. So what have you seen God do through Child Evangelism Fellowship?
Well, every year we have the opportunity to face-to-face, share the gospel with children. And you look into a lot of those, there's a lot of faces, if you've ever been in front of kids, you've got kids' faces that are looking at the thing over in the corner. Yes, the ones that are poking each other. And then you have the child that looks you in the face and is hanging on every word of what is being said, that when you give that invitation from God's word, the Bible, they come back and they sit in front of you and they just, you just know that God has opened their heart and changed their lives. And it's been really exciting over the years to see numbers of children come to Christ that way.
I mentioned earlier that teens can get involved in this ministry. How is that?
Yeah, our program in the summer uses mostly teenagers. And so and it's actually my favorite time of the year is equipping and training and serving alongside these young people. I have a couple of gals that are actually working in my Good News Club right now who went through the Child Evangelism Fellowship training, the Christian Youth in Action program that we have during the summer. And we are actively recruiting right now for teens that are 13 and older who have that heart to serve the Lord. And maybe they're even going to be going on a missions trip with their church this summer and working with children in some way, or maybe their heart is for outreach to children. And CEF has an excellent training program where we can teach them how to share the gospel in a simple, childlike way so that kids can understand it, how to counsel them for salvation, how to teach a Bible verse, how to teach a Bible lesson that actually has the gospel right woven into it, how to teach a song, not just sing a song. And so our program teaches teens to be able to reach children or peers or anyone with the gospel, because if you can share the gospel with kids, you can share it with anyone. And then our program after the training is to have these groups of teens, they go out in teams of three into neighborhoods with a host. The teens do not have to set up these clubs. CEF provides the clubs through churches. And they will teach the kids that come to those clubs. They are responsible as three teenagers to share the gospel with whoever the children are that the Lord brings there. So it's always really exciting to see how these young people can, let's just look at it this way. If I go to teach a club, the kids, you know, I'm a little bit older, you can tell, because you know, it's only been 26 years I've been in CEF, so way longer than...
You're at least 29, right?
Yes, right. Grandma, you know, they say, you know, they don't say, well, I want to be like her. But when the teen comes and teaches this word of God to these kids, they're seeing a teen, someone that they look up to, that they respect, that every kid that I have ever known wants, can't wait until they're... get to be a teenager.
They all want to be cool like teenagers.
Yes, exactly. And they're seeing these cool teenagers teach about God. So teenagers have the time of their life that they're in is a unique one in which that they can have that influence in the lives of kids and even in the lives of their peers in a different way than, say, some of us older. A little bit older.
A little bit. You have a training session coming up on Friday, March the 3rd in La Crosse, and this is open to all teenagers. You said 13 and up, and I know you said you may have some coming down from Eau Claire and all throughout the region, so it's open to everyone. And the things that they take away from this training will be with them in every area of their life for the rest of their life. Tell us about the training session on March the 3rd.
Yes, March the 3rd is less of a training session, more of an informational session. So if this, what we've talked about today, kind of piques your interest and you think, well, you know, I'd like to know more about what this ministry, and maybe I would be involved, but I want to know more about it first. Parents are also welcome to attend this. That's what the session is for.
Oh, okay.
It's in the evening on March 3rd from 6 o'clock to about 7:30, and we're going to have pizza, and we're going to have some games and some snacks, but essentially the purpose of it is to answer your questions so that if you think, you know, yeah, I would like to serve the Lord this summer, or I would like to know how to teach kids better, or I would like to be involved in some way, or at least find out a little bit more about this, that's what the session is for on March 3rd.
Okay. And if you're listening right now, and maybe there's a teenager that comes to your mind, but maybe they're in school right now or, you know, busy doing something else and they're not able to listen, this interview will be on demand on our mobile app, or you can also access it on our website in the archives. So you can look for it there and share it with them that way later on. I'm excited about what God is doing through Child Evangelism Fellowship, through the lives of these teens that get involved. But you said there's also other needs in our local listening area. Talk about the Eau Claire area for
yes,
one.
Yes, our Eau Claire area, CEF is divided into what we call chapters around mm-hmm. the state. And our Eau Claire area has actually been an unchartered area for as long as I've been in CEF. So it's been a long time, which means that there has not been an active chapter there. Now, there has been activity. There mm-hmm. has been five-day clubs. There has been good news clubs. There have been summer missionaries, CYIAers we call them, that have been from that area. But there has not been that development in that area. We would love to see, because God keeps on kind of stirring the pot up there in that area, but we are looking for people who have that vision to reach kids mm-hmm. and have a passion for the Lord and evangelism to build that foundation committee that needs to start, and then they look for the director that would oversee that. But it starts with a group of people, five or six people who say, you know, we really think we want to have an active outreach to reach kids in our area. And you come together and form that committee, which the state kind of the state office will help you to set up.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And also, there's many good news clubs going on right now in local schools, but there's always room for more. What do you need for that?
Yeah. So if you or your church are interested in being part of a good news club, usually a good news club, like I mentioned before, has a team of three or four people that need to be trained and equipped to go into that school. What you would do is you would call or email me or get in contact with me in one of those ways that you can find on the website. And then I will walk you through what you need to do to be equipped for a good news club. We will get you equipped. We will help you to contact the school system and open the door there so that you don't have to do that scary job all mm-hmm. by yourself, and whatever you need to do to get started. It's really a pretty simple process. It's really opening, getting the school open, getting your team built. We train, we equip you, and you're ready to go in. And wouldn't it be great if you had a good news club ready to go into your school this fall?
Mm.
It would be a really great thing. So.
And you said that many of the school systems are open to the good news clubs and welcome them because they've seen the positive impact that they have had, but there just aren't the volunteers right now to step up and to start and run those clubs in those schools.
Yes, well, because after school, it's at 3:10, 3:20, 3:30. There are a lot of people are out there working, but maybe you're not one of those, or maybe you have flexible hours. This is one evening a week. If you have flexible hours and you think, you know, this is something that I could do if I could add a couple of other people to be a part of my team. So you can be a retiree, you can be a teenager, you can be a mom or even a homeschooling mom or a homeschooling mm-hmm. family. This is a great thing to do as a ministry outreach for your family. I did it when I was homeschooling my girls. I would bring them to a public school, drag my homeschool girls into a public school and have a good news club. It was a great family outreach. So there's a lot of ways and a lot of opportunities for you to have an impact in your community to the kids that otherwise may never hear about Jesus. How they're not going to, what's the Bible verse? I won't be able to quote it, but they will not be able to hear if a preacher does not go
right.
to them. And that's what we're called to do, not to stand at the church door and call and call and yell and say, why aren't they coming into our church? We're called to go and to preach that gospel where God calls us. And the public school is one of those places that many times is wide open. If they allow other community groups in, we have equal access. Religion doesn't matter. So,
well, if any of this piques your interest, if you feel that maybe God's tugging at your heart and this is something that you want to look into, or like I said, maybe there's a teenager that you know that may be interested in finding out more about how they can get involved, we will have all of that information on our website to find out about Child Evangelism Fellowship and to get in touch with our guest today, Ann Weibel. You can find that information on our ministry partner page. So go to praisenetwork.com and go to the ministry partner page, and you can find Child Evangelism Fellowship there, and just follow the links to get in touch with Ann. And if you want to know specifically about the informational meeting for Christian Youth in Action, I always have to stop and think what the CYIA stands for, Christian Youth in Action meeting taking place on Friday, March the 3rd. You can find that on our calendar at praisenetwork.com. And again, if you want to share this interview with somebody else, you can find it on demand on our website. That's under the archives at praisenetwork.com or in the on-demand files on our mobile app. And you can download that at praiseapp.com. That's a lot of info, isn't it, Ann? I think we got it right.
I'm glad I could just go to your website and find it.
That's right. Makes it nice and easy. Go to the website. You can find all that and a whole lot more. And thank you for the difference that you're making in so many lives, the difference for eternity. And think about the little ones that you worked with 26 years ago. They're all grown up now, yeah, and many of them with children of their own. And yes, you have impacted them and their families. So thank you for all you do, and thank you for being here.
Thank you, Darla. Thank you for having me.